Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Review, review. With Alfred and Riley. They'll take reviews and make some comedy. With improv scenes, their characters are completely normal. A HeadGum Show review, review. We stan Alf and Riley. Thanks, BetterHelp. See the thing is.
We're gonna see the thing is.
Review, review. We stan Alf and Riley.
All rise for the singing of our national anthem. hold on. That okay? Here we go. Dear Alf and Riley, this is from Tyler again. First of all, really quick before I read this. Why did it sound like it was sung by frogs? Like, it sounded like it was sung by a chorus of frogs, like Disney frogs, in the best way.
Yeah, it was giving kind of anti-harmonies, you know what I mean?
Dear Alf and Riley, actually...
What is it?
Before I read the email, yeah. I just gotta say, okay. It didn't work. We did this whole ploy saying we needed non-copyrighted music for our theme songs and just need to keep this nerd bitch out of our inbox. We lost, Alf, and we literally have to play it because we are past the bottom of the barrel in song submissions. This is our very last one. I swear, right when you think you've hit rock bottom, Tyler grabs a fucking shovel and shows you a level lower. Anyway, here's his email. God, they're always so damn long. That's right, another Ty Samby production recorded on my tin can and a string in a pool. Blah, 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 I swear, and I hate to keep harping on this, but if I could take away anyone's voice, Little Mermaid style, it'd be this fuck ass. Fuck this, I'm not reading his stupid email. Oh, God. Thank you so much, Tyler. That is the new podcast national anthem.
It's like, why bother being on Cameo when the listeners can get you to read whatever they want by just sending in the most shit-ass song?
I don't know what you're talking about. That was all me, and I was not instructed to read anything.
Hey, sorry I called your song shit-ass there, Tyler. That wasn't
It was
nice.
Not shit-ass. The lyrics were awesome. The melody was not original, and I loved it.
And there's not, I have to say, like... We get a lot of theme songs, not true, but we have in the past gotten a lot of theme songs, and that See the Thing Is mentioned, they don't always have that in there.
They don't always have that, and it's not always the Canadian national anthem. Alfred, it feels like it's been a year since we recorded.
It's been 1 year since we did the show.
It's been 1 week since we did a pod.
2 days since I took a shit. I'm very backed up.
Oh, I'm having the opposite issue at the moment.
I was lying. I'm incredibly regular. You could set your fucking watch to it. Are you?
Yeah,
you're having digestive issues.
It doesn't matter. Alf, what has
let's make space. Let's talk about it.
What has your life been like since we recorded?
What has my life been like since we recorded? I mean, it's I can't say it because you're going to yell at me, but it has gotten cold here again.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to actually kill you.
No, it's actually taking a little bit of a turn for the colder side of things.
It's like we have another segment. It's like you are creating a segment at the top of the show. Yeah, instead of just like shooting the show. It's just a fucking weather segment. Yeah.
Weather balloon. But it's, but what if we call it weather baboon?
Did you ever play Bloons?
Yes.
On addictinggames.com?
Yes.
Fucking great
Addictinggames.com, I think, has
raised
a lot
me.
To, I think it has a lot to answer for.
Addictinggames.com raised me.
I'm not saying without addictinggames.com I wouldn't have become an alcoholic, but I think addictinggames.com is a gateway drug.
Kitten Cannon, Bloons, what was the one?
Y'all ever play Line Rider?
Yes, that's what I was looking for.
Line Rider, dude. Line Rider went so hard.
Yeah, addictinggames.com is still a running website, last time I checked.
Okay, sorry to say, this is where the episode ends. Shortest episode in history.
I gotta go play Bloons. There was a couple years ago, Daniel and I were on addictinggames.com for a good couple hours.
It was a pandemic, man. You don't need to worry about that.
No, it's pre-pandemic.
Oh, well, I wouldn't have said. Yeah. You could have left that.
Other than it getting cold, what's new?
Well, Riley, we're in the maddest month of all. Oh, do you hear that? It's the Mad Hatter. It's March Madness. It's basketball time. And
well, at the time of recording it is, but at the time of release it will be April.
Yeah, well, March Madness actually goes into April.
But it's not March. Okay. I'm just saying it's like you're like, we're in the...
You're a hater. I bet you don't even... No, I don't bet you don't even know what a basketball looks like, do you?
Stop.
I bet you
Stop
don't.
It.
Picture.
Stop
describe
it.
A basketball. Describe a basketball.
It's a basketball.
Shit, she fucking got me. No, I love March Madness, man. It's the only time of the year when I allow myself to become completely consumed with gambling. And I love it. I love it. For 3 weeks a year, I allow myself to become absolutely obsessed with the sport of basketball. And, you know, there's never been a better time to get into it. So.
I didn't know you watched sports.
Do you want to know a really fun fact about me?
There's a fun fact about you?
Well, it's... It actually isn't that fun. People will remember, because I talk about it all the time, it's my whole personality or whatever. I was hit in the head with an axe once. Once upon a time.
It's been a while since you brought it up.
It is, you know, maybe that's progress, maybe that's growth. It was about 3 months and 17 days. And
but who's counting?
But who's counting? Okay. And I was recovering from that trauma. Shout out BetterHelp, and I got really into basketball because it was the middle of the pandemic, but it was like early, it was back into the pandemic enough that we were like playing sports again, and it was like one of the only things I was sort of interested in, and it lined up well with March Madness and everything, and I got hooked. So yeah, ever since then I've been bitten by the bug, as it were.
So, you really sound like someone who's very into sports.
No, darling, you don't understand. The game of basketball is the most fascinating. I've been bitten by the bug. There's nothing quite like sitting down at 2 p.m. on a weekday to watch a bunch of children play basketball with a brandy in one hand and a cigar in the other. I saw a guy smoking a cigar while driving the other day, and I was like, it's gonna be me.
Traveling crooner.
What the hell is up with you, though? Enough about my basketball fanaticism.
What is honestly up with me? I've been very...
Other than your diarrhea.
Stop. I hardly know her. No, I know her a little too well.
Oh, me diarrhea, actually. Go diarrhea. Way back.
More like I shit myself.
Diarrhea.
I didn't shit myself. No. I have been getting back into... This is not what I've been up
what
to.
What
this
you
is,
just spell?
I've been getting back into watching The Morning Show. It's so fucking good. I'm finally watching season 2, and I'm flying
I never
through
watched,
that shit.
I've never watched
oh,
it.
Oh, it's very good. Okay. But season 2 is set, like, at the onset of COVID. So it's, like, in their news segments, like January 2020, best and you see time. In the bottom chyron, it's like, mystery illness coming out of Wuhan. I'm like, this is so fucking triggering. Anyway, so other than watching because it's very good. Other than that, I've just been working a lot, and so I'm very, very excited to be, this is so earnest, I'm very excited to be doing an episode because it's been a while. We fully wrapped Homewrecker, the feature that Daniel and I did, and Jeffrey James has a little cameo in it, so that was really, really fun.
I saw that on Instagram.com. I was like, I didn't know Jeff was in this.
There's like a karaoke scene, and we needed like four friends to fuck around in it, and it was
should have got Tyler.
Really who?
Tyler from the theme song. Tyler, did you fucking hear that, dude? If so I were you, that would have hurt. That would have hurt me if I were
back
you,
into
man.
This. It's been good, but we're not here to talk about my bowel habits. We're not here to talk about
do you think
the
it's a habit?
Show.
Do you consider your diarrhea a habit at this point? Because that is worrying.
We're not here to talk about Alf drinking brandy and watching basketball. But we are here to talk about something pretty almost as addicting as addictinggames.com.
You said addicting games, dude. Oh my God. You are.
We're here to talk about something that makes you feel a little crazy.
Okay.
That makes you feel a little zany.
I genuinely forgot the topic for a second.
You've already done that twice. We're here to talk about something. It doesn't have the unknown, but it is chock full of candy. We're talking about Dylan's Candy Bar. That was a little Willy Wonka experience for all you people who are on Twitter. Landed the plane real well. We're here talking about Dylan's Candy Bar. Alf, have you ever been to Dylan's Candy Bar?
I've never been to Dylan's Candy Bar. I don't. Do you want to know, up until you suggested Dylan's Candy Bar as a topic at a few hours ago, PM, mm-hmm. You know what my sum total experience with Dylan's Candy Bar was?
What?
When I was in eighth grade, there was a girl in my English class who had a Dylan's Candy Bar sticker on her like notebook. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck that is.
And you never asked?
Never asked. Didn't really care. But
did you know that it was a candy shop?
I mean, fucking, I'm not that dim. I mean...
Well, you did text me about an hour after we got off the phone and said, wait, what's the topic? I didn't write it down.
Okay.
So...
Yeah, in fairness to me, though, I was driving at the time.
Doesn't matter.
So I was looking out.
I was looking out for you, girl. Dylan's Candy Bar is a candy... Utopia, if
I'm
that's
assuming.
What I say. Yeah. And it is, the CEO and founder is Dylan Lauren, I believe the daughter of Ralph Lauren.
Lauren
and by
Michaels.
I believe, I mean, I know for a fact that Ralph Lauren's daughter, Dylan, is Dylan's, no, yeah, Dylan's <Michael. laughs> I went to it as a tween in New York. And I thought it was magical. I thought it was the coolest thing you could do in New York was go. It's like
imagining
it's
at
like,
11 in that space is.
Oh my God,
me.
It's amazing. It really is magical. It's like the under the floor. It's like it's kind of like clear
it's
floor, and then
the
under
floor?
It's all candy, and then everywhere is candy. It's like there's like three stories of this building, and it's all candy, and it's really cool. The design was great, and it was just. It really
How
felt like real
that?
Life Willy Wonka. I think I don't know if the original storefront is still there. Maybe it is. It's got to be. It was like three floors. Like it's pretty big.
Oh
There's
my.
One in LA by the Grove that's not as big. But it's like in the one in New York, they had like a little cafe where you could get like milkshakes and like sweet treats and stuff. They had different floors, like, you know, the top floor was like all gummies and like sour candy, and then the bottom floor was like all kinds of chocolate, and like it's everything. And so you get it by bag, so it's like you get a bag when you come in and you pay by weight, and so it's like you can fill up the bag with any kind of candy you want. And then they also just sell like
I'd pick the lightest
get, like,
candy
a box of Nerds you can get a You could get anything. And so it was just, I remember going and getting a bag, and that puppy would last me for like at least like 2 weeks.
Holy
because
no.
I would just space it out. Were but I'm you? Not really a candy girl.
I was gonna
girl.
Say
I love chocolate.
Yeah, but you're not like give me my chocolate. Skittles and my Sweeties and my Smarties and my gummy wee gooies.
No. Even as a kid, I always so it's like at Dylan. It was more for the novelty of going and like right. just being around and the environment was like really cool and exciting and colorful and.
I'm just imagining
well-designed.
You walking into like Willy Wonka, you know, when it's like all that
yeah.
the river of chocolate and everything, and he's like, anything you can touch, you can eat, and you're like, I'm okay.
I'm okay. Just the chocolate,
no,
thank you.
I'm fine, thanks. I actually had some chocolate in the last room.
And
so
I'm good.
I'm good.
I did get
meanwhile,
I remember
I'm
like
looping myself.
Getting like a jawbreaker and
yes.
bringing it back to LA and like bring it to school at lunch and thinking it was so fucking cool to
Jesus
have a jawbreaker.
Christ. Did you watch Ed and Eddy as a kid?
Of course.
Ed and Eddy did wonders for the Jawbreaker
yeah.
industry. The Jawbreaker industry
yes.
was on life support until that show came on the air. And all of a sudden, it was
I never even thought about that. But
it's
yes.
the worst candy.
No,
in
but
the
it,
world.
They made it look so cool.
And they're not cool.
No. Were you? Do you like candy?
I love.
Did
the
you
stuff.
As a kid?
I do.
I do now love Sour Patch Kids. Sorry, that is like
oh,
the one like candy that isn't chocolate that I really
normals
love.
Normals or the watermelons.
Normals.
I agree. I don't really
but
like
not
the
yellow ones.
Okay.
I like the red, blue, and orange.
I would say the red and the blue and the orange are probably better than the yellow for me as well.
Yes.
So. Nice to know in this divided time in our
we're
country.
We're reaching across the aisle.
Find common ground. No, but I definitely liked the kind of more synthetic candy. You know, you know what I really used to love? Mm. And I could kind of fantasize about was the
okay.
It's like imagine this. No, the like Krabby Patty gummies.
Those tasted like nothing.
Oh, they were not. But there was something about them that I was upset. Like if someone gave me one of those now and was like, "Hey, I got this for you," I would be genuinely excited.
You would sob.
Like,
you totally give sob. A candy okay. kid vibes.
Yeah, and you're just fucking saying that to hurt my feelings. Because that's
No. I don't mean it in
red
that way.
Red Gatorade. On the Gatorade shit, you said the same thing about like,
no,
I can just
you really
picture
give,
you,
you
sticky
you really
little
get...
rat. You know, and it's
you
like,
give red Gatorade around the mouth. That's munching on your Krabby Patties. Meanwhile, I have a chocolate like stain
right.
on my lips. And I loved cookies. Like,
showing
I liked
off about your jawbreaker.
Cookies and chocolate. Like that was more my speed versus like sour candies and gummies and stuff like that.
Yeah. I still buy candy for myself. Like not at the movie theater, just during the course of my life, which I don't think is.
And those are your two like environments: is at
right.
the movies
I think
and
my
during
life,
the course of your life.
My life is at the movies and everything else.
Everywhere else.
Honestly, though, but like when I went to see Dune 2, I'm getting Milk Duds. You know what I mean? And the Milk Duds, there was something off with these Milk Duds I got at Dune 2, by
dude,
the way.
Dude, Milk Duds are always stale.
But these ones weren't just stale. Like, sometimes you get them, they're, like, hard as hell. Something was, the chocolate was bad. It was, like, they were, like, you know, they were, like, acrid.
Yeah.
And I ate the whole damn box, didn't I?
Should we get into it?
Let's get into it.
Do you want to start or should I?
I think you should start.
Oh, wow. That's a shocker.
Okay, I'll start then if you're going to give me that much fucking sass.
If you're going to give me that much lip. Okay, this is for all these are for the Dylan's Candy Bar in Chelsea.
All right.
This is 5 stars from Danielle C.
Danielle, see what you made me do.
Danielle, see what you made me do. 5 stars. I was literally like a big kid in a candy store here. My parents didn't let me eat much candy, so oh. now that I'm grown, I can do whatever I want. I had a blast here. They have just about every candy imaginable. Wasn't planning to come here at all, but after walking by, couldn't help it. The employees were very friendly and helpful. Totally worth the visit. Danielle didn't say I can eat whatever candy I want or I can eat whatever I want. She said, now that I'm grown, I can do whatever I want.
My parents didn't let me eat candy when I was a kid, but now I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, sir. And so that will be 21.58 for the bag of candy.
Okay. Apple Pay?
Yeah, we take Apple Pay.
I'm going to use Apple Pay.
You can certainly do that. We offer that.
Alrighty. Doing whatever the hell I like. Alrighty.
Oh, there are a lot of kids in here, so we'd appreciate it if you just kept the language, you know, PG.
I do whatever the stay in school I like.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Have such a great day. Thank you for coming to Dylan's Candy Bar.
Thanks. I love what you guys do here, by the way.
Oh, thank you. You know what? We really love our jobs. It brings us joy to bring people joy.
And I want to tell you, you really did today.
I'm happy to hear that.
I walked in here and I, you know, just felt like a big kid again.
Oh, that's what we aim for, you know, kids of all ages.
Right. Full heart, yeah. Full diapy, you know, just walking through those doors like a big kid.
Yeah. Kitty, like a
kitty cat. Yes. Are you guys
line forming behind you?
Are you guys like, I don't know, like, what's your role here?
Oh, I just cashier. I just work.
So that's something you guys have is just like a cashier part.
That's something. That's my job.
But your part, you play the cashier.
The part.
Sorry, is that not what it's?
This is my job.
Your
this
role, is, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you guys casting for that right now?
Oh gosh, you're one of those New York actors. No, we're not hiring.
I'm not an actor. I'm not an actor. Sorry, I don't want to. Not that there's anything wrong with being an actor, but me and my family, you know, we see ourselves as, you know.
As
come on, ask.
I do. Sorry, I'll be with you.
I did.
Yes,
I grew up in the circus. That's right.
Oh, that's very exciting.
So I consider myself a performer, but you can see that actor, it's like, oop, I bumped at that.
That's so cool.
But I'm serious about the hiring thing. If you guys are looking for a cashier,
bump that kid out of the way.
Sorry. I'm just saying, he's being a little, you know, it's like a little thing called wait your turn goes a long way. You know, I know the city's famous for its rude people, but I don't think that has to extend to the little ones.
Sir, please. All right? We're not hiring right now. Thank you so much for coming in, and hope you come in again.
Don't worry about that.
We have a lot of people waiting.
Okay.
So
see you tomorrow.
Please. No. Okay. Get back to his apartment. His girlfriend. Hey, babe, did you pick up the broccoli for the roast?
Broccoli, you said. Yeah.
You forgot.
I'm sorry. I had really meant to, but I left the gym and I was walking down the street and I just. Have you ever been to Dylan's Candy Bar?
Oh Jesus, Thomas, that's a place for children.
Okay, well they didn't like prevent me going in, so I think
okay,
adults
well, it's a place
are,
for everybody.
There
you,
were a lot
so
of adults
you went
in
and
there,
bought
actually.
Candy instead of vegetables for dinner.
Well, no, okay. Put it like that, it casts me in a certain light, but I went in
I
there.
Love
and I
love you. Okay.
I love you too.
I wasn't finished, but I'll let you finish first. I interrupted you.
I'm glad we can put this fight to bed. Ugh.
No, do you want to explain or do you want,
Our
can
first
I say
fight.
What I was going to say? Oof. I don't think so. Can I say what I was going to say or do you want to finish?
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry, sweetness.
I was going to say, I love you, and I love that you are doing this work of healing your inner child and exploring all the things that your parents wouldn't let you do when you were a child. I think that's very important work.
Yeah.
That being said, I do feel that it's starting to interfere with our daily life instead of just kind of like work you are doing on yourself. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. I'm hearing that. You know, I did warn you before I started doing this work with Rebecca. I said, you know, she warned me that it might have an impact, you know, for a little while on, it might change things, reshuffle
right.
things, but.
Because you're
but
not that, in the circus anymore. You know, you're, this is
no,
New York.
No, I know that. I know that.
Sometimes it feels like you forget. But I know. I know I did hear that.
Okay.
But I guess I just didn't expect it to be like a 24/7 thing.
Okay. And I hear that. And I respect that. But you have to understand that when I was in the circus, as you say, that
as you say, it's not as I say. Well, you as did you just say
it. It was a 24/7 thing. I mean, I woke up circus, went to bed circus. Like my whole day, breakfast, lunch, dinner was circus. And I think, you know, so the unpacking of that, the healing from that is also going to maybe have to be 24/7, is, you know.
But I love you.
This is part of me.
But it's becoming all of you. I don't want you to sleep with Blanky and Nightlight every night.
I don't sleep with it every night.
Well, what do you mean you don't every... I mean, when you don't
have every night for the last couple of weeks, but that's not like...
Exactly.
Every night, like...
And then I say, hey, can you please turn off the TV? I need to get up for work in the morning. And you say, I get to stay up. I get to stay up. I don't have a bedtime. So I can watch The Lion King one and a half. Right. So I can watch The Lion King one and a half.
You know those are based on Shakespeare.
Lion King one and a half?
Yeah, that one is
no,
like,
that's just the one with Timon and Pumbaa like narrate. Right, it's like Merry Wives of
Windsor or something.
The one about Timon and Pumbaa.
I'm just saying.
No, that one is
you're
like
talking
it's
about
like
it's a kids
backstory,
movie, but they could be for adults too.
But their backstory on that one is like you know you see Timon's life with the meerkat colony, and then you see Pumbaa being a loner. And then
right, I watched the film. You don't have to recount the plot to
all
me.
All I'm saying is like I don't think that was based. I think
you
the
were
Lion King
so much
is based
attention.
Off of Hamlet.
Somebody said she needed to sleep, and yet she can recall
because I
could
hear it
perfectly.
Through the wall. I could hear every single line through the wall, and then I said, "Please turn it off." And then you said, "Again, again, again," like a baby
right,
or kicking your feet. You said, "Again, again."
What adults and don't so use the word again?
Oh my god, you are being obtuse.
I gotta go blow up some steam. I'm sorry, I can't be in this space right now. It is giving circus.
Oh, stop
it. No, I'm not, and I'm not trying to play that card, but in here, it feels like a circus. And I can't be around that energy. Okay?
I know you were lion bait as a boy. And I know that living in that amount of terror every single day, every day was circus and every day that was your job and you didn't get to be. I understand that. I have empathy for that. And I love you. I just don't love when you are baby now all the time.
Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I can smell the catnip.
Yeah.
And the raw meat.
Yeah.
That they used to rub all over me.
Yeah.
And I look at you and I freak the fuck out.
I know you do.
Because I think you're a lion.
A lion.
And you're going to eat me.
I know.
Because that was my life.
I want to take that away from you. I wish I would do anything to take that away from you.
I wake up in the middle of the night and I see the hat rack?
Yeah.
In the corner of the room?
Yep.
I think it's Bozo. And he's got a big whip. And he is the only thing standing between me and the lion.
I guess I forgot that the clown was the one who was the tamer.
Yeah.
Everyone was kind of doing every job in this circus.
It was by the end, things were tight.
Yeah.
There used to be separate roles, but not...
Not when you were at the bait.
Not by the end.
Yeah. We're on the same team. That's what this relationship
That's
is.
That's what Bozo used to team. Say, and it did not feel like that in the ring.
Oh, Thomas, I'm not Bozo. I'm not a lion. I am just a woman. I am the woman you love. I'm the woman who loves you, and I'm asking you to help me help you help me.
Okay, I hear you. I'm going to go down to the bodega, and I'm going to buy some broccoli.
Thank you.
I'll be back in like 20 minutes.
I really appreciate that.
And we can start this night back where, on a track where it should be.
I'm really glad we had this talk. Thank you. That means a lot.
Thank you for communicating your needs.
Yep.
Okay.
Go to the bodega.
Broccoli, broccoli, broccoli. If I was broccoli, what would I look like?
Guy coming in, bunch of storage boxes, unloading new new items. It's like a bunch of jawbreakers, like, into this one section of the food. Whoa. Hey, excuse me, Chief. Sorry.
No, oh, you're all right, God. Big boss. What is that new inventory you've got there?
Oh, they're bringing jawbreakers back into circulation, if you can believe it. I haven't seen one of these since it was on, like, Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
I used to, I remember those
guys.
Got
these as big as navel oranges, brother.
Yes.
Jesus.
No,
you know what this shit'll do to your teeth? God.
Probably.
Kids these days.
Yeah, end up looking gnarled and, chiseled, chipped.
Like yeah.
Like an elder, like a geriatric lion.
Well, anyway, have a good night, boss.
You're leaving?
Yeah, I don't work here. I just drop off the shipments.
You're just a jawbreaker guy, I see.
Yeah.
How much do one of these normally go for?
The jawbreakers are next to the broccoli. They're laid out like produce.
How much do these normally go for, these guys?
Oh, God. Well, with inflation, now I would say they're about like $1.25 a pop. These are the big boys.
Yeah. Shit. So for $10, I could probably get... probably get six of those.
These fuckers are the size of your fist.
And then broccoli is $2 a pound. And then size of my fist, though. I mean, that's pretty big.
All right, well, you have a good night there, buddy. I gotta go drop these to every bodega in the tri-state area.
Wow. They're really coming back, though, huh?
They really, really are, in a big way.
And these were big when we were kids.
Huge. Oh, my God. The memories, don't you remember? Just popping that sucker in the back of your mouth like some chewing tobacco. Except you couldn't, maw on it for your life. You just kind of had to let it sit there as the juices made your tongue all sorts of colors.
Yeah. God. No, I remember that. I remember there was this one time, actually, when I was in the I had cage duty, and I was sweeping up, and I saw a kid, like a guest, and he was wandering sort of around the cage, and he was holding
cage.
It, and he was sort of taunting me with it, and he was like, "Ooh, does the lion cub want? Does the lion cub want?" And I didn't know what it was. I honestly thought it was a ball. I thought it was like, in my head, I was like,
"Oh, they are. They look like
right."
You know, like
yeah.
The
how was I to know they were candy? He wasn't eating it or anything. But now I have context for that, and that's actually really helpful for me. But I freaking
love these.
Well, I
don't know anything about a cage, but listen, man, I really gotta run. But hey, you should buy. What a fun nostalgic treat, you know. Why don't you end your night with one of these bad boys?
Oh no, I came here for broccoli.
That's all right. I just am dropping these off. I'm not gonna tell you what to do.
But you're not wrong. It would be fun.
You're an adult, right?
Yeah, of course I am. Just like you.
Yep. Anyway.
Social security.
Good night.
And everything.
Yes. Have a good night. Could you please move out of there? I just got a big box and I gotta.
You really think I should get one, huh?
I really gotta go.
Oh,
I really gotta go.
Twist my freaking arm, why don't you? Okay, I'll get it.
Cut back to the apartment. He's got like a duffel bag full of
honey, I'm home.
Oh, thank you. Jesus Christ, Thomas.
It's not broccoli,
kidding me?
But it is tasty.
And how much money did you spend? This is more than the $10 I gave
you
to go pick up a head of broccoli.
Well, no, but they're $1.25 a piece, right? So this is about 100 jawbreakers, so about $125. I think it was about $140. And I gave the guy a $5, and I said, spend it on something nice. And but he told me with inflation they're going to be worth a lot more soon. So I'm not worried. We're just going to, you and me, crack a couple tonight, obviously, but we can keep a few in the back, hold them, wait
Thomas.
For it to appreciate in value. And then it'll be,
Thomas, I can't do this anymore.
You can put it in a bag and finish it later.
Thomas, I don't know what I have to say to get you out. I tried to make it work, but, I guess I didn't want to have to resort to this. But if I need you to leave the apartment, and I feel like you're not going to unless I do this.
Do what?
I'm a lion. And
no, you're not. You're my No, you're my girlfriend.
Thomas.
That's not going to work on me. I've been out of the...
Thomas, I want you to imagine yourself back in cage duty.
I'm not...
Thomas.
I'm not going to do that. I'm in the cage.
Imagine yourself back in cage duty.
I'm in the cage.
I am lion.
No,
and
fuck.
You are bait.
Oh, shit.
I'm walking around you. I'm stalking you.
Oh, no.
Bozo isn't here.
Where did Bozo go?
He's nowhere to be found.
He's supposed to be here.
Break. He's smoking in the back.
Is the whip anywhere? Can I grab the whip?
The whip is on the other side of the cage, just out of reach.
Oh, shit. Do I have the bait bag?
You are the bait bag.
No, but I always have a backup bait bag full of blood.
Not right now.
Oh, I left the bait bag right in now, the room. I left my bait bag in the room.
You are the bait bag. And if you don't get out of this room in 10 seconds,
it's done. Is the cage unlocked?
The cage is unlocked, so you better run.
Okay.
I'll give you 5 seconds.
Okay, hang on. Are you Misty or are you Golden?
Oh, shit. Fuck, I know one of them was the mean one and the other one was the nice one, and I forget which one he said. Shit, it's 50-50 chance. I'm Golden. Yeah, I'm Golden.
Okay. Golden was a fucker, but he was blind. So I think if I just grab my jawbreakers and I move real slow so he can't hear.
I hear you.
No,
I hear you, Thomas.
Shit. I gotta leave the drawbreakers. I gotta leave the drawbreakers.
Thomas.
Maybe I just grab one.
I just grab one. I feel you.
What does he mean? He can feel me.
I feel you.
Where is that clown motherfucker?
It's time to go.
Okay. Bye, Golden.
Get out.
Runs out the door.
Oh, he forgot his jawbreakers. Well, God, I should. Well, I mean, if they're here.
Oh! Fuck! Broke her jaw. Jaw got broke.
Oh, I love a normal one.
Hey, man, have you ever been to the circus?
Have you ever seen a.
I've seen a lion. Did you know that?
Let's take a break and we'll come back with some more reviews of Dylan's candy bar.
Okay.
He was a fucker, but he was blind.
But he was blind.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union what's going on and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm going to take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, and we're back! Alf, do you want to read a review?
Oh, nothing would bring me more joy. So this is for the, I just dropped something, but I don't know what it was. This is for the Dylan's Candy Bar in,
I should hope so,
the Houston International Airport.
What?
It's like for George, I think it's George Bush. The airport, it's, you know, the George Bush airport. I can't fucking remember. Fuck that. Fuck that guy and fuck that airport, guy. I'm happy to say. Mike C, 1 star.
Mike.
Don't say, well, I can see it in your eyes, my friend. Mike. I can see it in your eyes.
Mike Cont, like Cont, like continued, like C-O-N-T.
Cont.
Dot. Mike,
okay.
Cont.
Mike Cont. 1 star. The store should be shut down. Anyone waiting at gate A7 has to hear that damn I want candy song.
Oh my God.
Every 5 minutes.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You know what? I'm with Mike on, you can't keep
Look,
playing the same song.
I feel bad for Mike. I feel deep concern for the staff of that
yes.
store.
Yes.
An 8-hour shift every 5 minutes. Okay.
There have to be other songs about candy.
Well, that's what's weird is it says every 5 minutes you hear that song. So between that song, you hear lollipop, lollipop.
Oh my God.
And maybe like sugar, oh honey, honey, and it's those honey, three songs. Like,
I'm trying to think. Oh, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Yeah. But it's specifically, there is something that's very haunting about "I Want Candy."
I want candy.
Ba da ba da ba da. I want candy.
It does have that kind of like an organ. It's like going in and out.
Marlene Spaghetti is singing, I want candy.
I want candy.
Bring her back. Resurrect her.
I feel like there really was an era in like the early 2000s of like everything was candy themed.
There
was so much. But even like chocolate was candy themed. But it's like the phone, like there was like a Motorola chocolate, like a chocolate crazer. And like a lot of body wash was like candy, like chocolate scented, candy scented. There was something that was like
disgusting.
Something in the culture that was like, we're sweet. We're like, we're just like chewing on our bubble gum. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I mean, it was the golden age of like, what if your chapstick tasted like Coca-Cola?
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like everything had to be this sweet.
Twizzlers chapstick that you just chunk
off. At Dylan's Candy Bar, they sold those. They sold
disgusting.
Yes. And there was, there was really something very sinister about that time in many ways.
Yes, I mean, I think it was an overindulgence. You know what I mean?
This is like, it's 20, like 78 in a history class. All right, we are now going to be thinking, kids, I have a guest lecturer with me today. We're going to be co-teaching this class because we know a little something about this time. Oh my God, I see him across the room now. Look at him, God, look at him. Oh my God, that is Carl Frebel. And Carl Frebel is my uncle, and he
You're
knows
in trouble. Here comes Frebel.
Oh my God, Carl. So anyway, kids, I'm bringing my uncle in today because we're going to be talking about a time called the early 2000s. Turn of the century.
Don't say that. It's from so old ago. That's what they're thinking.
Oh, stop it. Oh, no. I actually, like, I have like a lot of mood boards that are dedicated to this time, so I feel like I know a little bit about it.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
That was
that's
an
it.
Invitation to share.
You saying that or me saying that?
Me.
Oh, I was just gonna say, let's just go ahead. Like, let's just open
I'm
it up.
I'm sorry.
Gonna be a
did I step
discussion.
On? Did I step on
no,
your?
No,
Lisa,
no, no,
did
Uncle
I step
Carl.
On your? I'm sorry,
Uncle Carl.
Mrs.
No.
Did I step on your lesson plan?
No, this was just us talking. I honestly, as long as the kids are engaged and ready to learn, I'm happy to get started.
Okay, I'll just say before we begin, I'm just excited that anybody cares, you know, about this period in history. I think it, you know, we don't talk about it. We don't think about it. It's forgotten. I mean, after what happened in the 2030s, this period just gets erased from the books. You know, it's seen as less important. But, you know.
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to touch on today. And so, kids, a lot of people might be thinking, like, oh, are you going to really talk about, like, the recession and the housing crisis? And no, that's not what we're going to talk about. We're talking about the candification of the early 2000s. And that's something that my uncle feels very, very,
very
deeply.
Very strong.
That was something that really shaped his life, Absolutely. Our family's lives. It really trickled down. You know, I'm teaching it to my boys at home. They're really steeped in that culture and in that time, and it's really important to us. And so
I'm glad you're teaching them that. That's good to know.
It's never too young. Never too young
never
to start.
Never too young.
God, no. And so I know what you guys are probably thinking, like, what is important about this era? Why do we need to care? Was there anything historically significant? And that you're just going to have to ask Carl about. Can I talk about my mood board?
Yes.
Oh my God, Lindy, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Lindy. All I was gonna say is I've never seen one in person, but I've seen photos of like the Smacker's chapstick. I love Smacker's, like different kinds of flavors and the ones that were like root beer flavored and chocolate flavored, and I just thought that was really cool, and so I have a lot of photos of that on my computer at home.
Wow. I think that's really special.
Sorry, kids. Hey, Carl, can I step with you outside really quick? Kids, we'll be right back. Hey, getting cold feet?
I wasn't expecting him to be so young. I mean, a lot of the material I have, it's quite dark, and I didn't. I just want to make sure you think they can handle it.
Of course I do. I wouldn't have brought you in here if I didn't think they could handle it.
Okay.
Like, they're sixth graders, you know?
I know,
it's like...
but, you know, you're sixth grade. I mean, when I was in sixth grade, you had the kids who were watching Saw 5 every night to go to bed. And then you also had the kids whose parents were like, oh, no, if you watch Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, you'll be pissing your pants for a week.
Yeah.
You know, and so sixth grade, it's a tough age. So.
It's a tough age, but I promise you, they are going to be so excited to learn from you. So don't hold back, okay?
And the candification, you don't think it's too, like, you know, old man?
Not at all. What are you talking about? You're hardly an old man.
Okay, well, I'm hardly a young one.
Why don't you get up there? Bring them your best stuff. Bring them the stuff you're most excited to share. Stories that maybe you've never even told me.
Well, there's some of those, but I don't know if they're for this. All right, I'm getting in there. You don't have to worry about that. I'm getting in there. All right. I just want to start off show of hands. Who here goes trick-or-treating?
Everybody, except for one kid.
Okay. I've seen a lot of hands and probably a Mormon. Is anybody in here... want to tell me what kind of stuff do you get when you go trick-or-treating? Lindy, you, you're a talker. What did you get when you went trick-or-treating this year?
When I went trick-or-treating this year, I got Snickers and Butterfingers. Those were the two big
must
ones.
Be nice. Must be nice. When I was a kid, we would go trick-or-treating, and this is the kind of stuff we would get, right? So we would get... You know what a Tootsie Roll is? I think they did away with them in the 50s. But we had these things called Tootsie Rolls, and they were vile on their own. Okay, they were chocolatey, I guess, but they were rolled up, and they would hurt your mouth, okay? They were always stale. You couldn't get them fresh. I don't think they made them fresh. I think they would put them in a warehouse like Parmesan cheese and let them get hard. And if that weren't bad enough, there was a cherry flavor. Okay, and that one really tasted like chapstick. It really did. It really just tasted like chapstick. And I know what you're thinking, chapstick. And thank you, Lindy. That brings me to my next point. Chapstick is medicine.
Wait, sorry, Mr. Carl. I thought it was supposed to be chocolate flavored.
That's exactly right. But what even is a Tootsie? Turns out. Nothing. So you can just make it whatever you like. Now, but there was another...
So it was cherry chocolate?
Not at all. Not at all.
Actually, in my studies, I've seen flavors of Tootsie Rolls that came in all sorts of colors. They had orange. They had blue.
Right. And do you know what the blue was, Milhouse-looking boy?
Blue raspberry, sir?
No. Vanilla. Why? Nobody could tell you. But it was. Tasted like eating a butter pat, you know, like when you'd go to a diner and there'd be butter pats on the table. That's what eating one of those was like. It was horrid, absolutely horrid.
All right, Uncle, why don't we move away from the Tootsie Rolls? I think we've spent enough time on that.
Okay. Let me ask another question. You nerdy boy.
Yes.
Christmas. Sorry, you go.
I like to introduce myself. My name is Tyler.
All right, Tyler. I respect a young man who knows a thing or two about introductions. But I have a question for you, Tyler. What are you...
anything, sir.
What are you having at Christmas for candy?
At Christmas? Well, in my house, sir, we do a lot of baked goods. I don't know necessarily we veer into candy, but I have seen photos of other families' holidays, and they normally have what I believe is called a candy cane, sir.
Yes, you are probably allergic to a lot of stuff, but a candy cane? Does anyone know what flavor a candy cane is?
This was on my mood board because it's really, like, it's so cute, Lindy. Because, like, the red and the white, it's peppermint.
That's right, but not always. Sometimes they were fruit, and I can't tell you why. And the colors were so subtly different. Basically, the fruit would have a little bit of green in it. And so you'd pick it out of the pile, and you'd think, oh, joy, a candy cane. And you'd eat it, and it was just fruit. What fruit? Nobody knew. It just tasted vaguely like a fruit.
Oh, Uncle, I would like to add to this. I do remember you have one that you passed down to me, and it was a chocolate-flavored candy cane.
Yes, disgusting. Still yes. white somehow, but yet yes. tasted like chocolate. Very unnatural. Very, very unnatural. And suggested sort of a deeper flaw. Yes, you, young man.
I have a question. In my studies, I have seen a lot of the chocolatification of the candification era. There were yes. what I believe to be chocolate-scented body wash, yes. chocolate-scented chapstick, chocolate phones even. Mm-hmm. Sir, do you have any insight onto why there was so much chocolate that time?
I have got one particularly twisted anecdote for you. I remember I was 12 years old, and I was bad at brushing my teeth. I really was. And you can imagine the amount of candy I was eating.
Oh, kids, who else here can relate to that? Right. They're all kind of chuckling. Like,
you probably have your AI nanny do it now. But I'm not going to get political. I'll get in trouble. But I do think that when I was 12 and I wasn't very good at brushing my teeth, my mother took me to the shop. You know, it's called Walgreens. You probably don't remember it, but yes, we would go to Walgreens, and she let me pick out
There's a defunct Walgreens on Maple if you guys want to go see and run around.
Yes, it's a marijuana dispensary, and that's cool to talk about now because it's 2070. But the thing about my trip to the shop with my dear darling mother was that she let me pick my own brush and paste. She said, pick your own toothbrush and pick your own toothpaste, and I picked out it was a SpongeBob SquarePants, and you would put
all
it in your
dead eyes. They're just like, what?
You don't know SpongeBob? Well, that's a story for another time. But it would sing the theme song in my brain as I brushed my teeth, and it don't think it was making the brushing any more effective, and I don't think it really incentivized me to do it at all, but it was a gimmick, and so we bought it. It lasted probably about 2 weeks. Anyway, but she let me pick my own paste. And would you believe me if I told you there was a chocolate toothpaste? Can you imagine such a thing?
What?
Something that's supposed to be cleaning your teeth that tastes like candy. Can you imagine? The mind fuck. It's okay. It's 2070.
Carl.
We can say that now. I can't keep track.
They're still children.
Okay. Anyway, can you imagine what that does to the brain of a child? To brush your teeth with chocolate every night? As the SpongeBob theme song screams into your spine. It was a twisted time. And imagine that generation whose lips would get chapped and they'd cover it with root beer float, brushing their teeth with chocolate and licking fruity candy canes into knives and stabbing each other.
Carl.
That was the generation that grew up and fought in the Second Civil War in the 2030s.
Carl,
I'm just saying.
You do not need to go into this now.
I'm just saying.
We're talking about the candification era. We're not talking
about.
We're not talking about Civil War II.
About the direct line to the candification era, to the Second Civil War, is rewriting history. And these kids deserve to know.
Now, Carl.
Okay,
I overdid it. Sorry, kids. I'm going to go talk to my Uncle Carl for a second.
Yeah, they look rough. They can handle it.
Carl.
What?
We do not need to talk about the Second Civil War. Some of their parents died in the Second Civil War.
Some of my best friends died in the Second Civil War. I don't know what we're talking. You want to lie to them about what the cause was?
No, I don't want to lie to them. Carl.
That it was about deep-seated generational animosity between groups. Bullshit! It was
Carl,
about candy.
I was born to a mother and a father whose chocolate-flavored condom broke. So trust me, I know what it's like to grow up with candification-era trauma, okay?
You
I know what
You don't know
that's
a
like.
Damn thing.
I know you think that that chocolate covered condom, that chocolate flavored condom rather, didn't get into my DNA? You think that as I shot through that rubber, that little part of that didn't
stick. And I'm the one being in a rope.
Well, you brought up that you think that didn't stick with me just a little bit. You think that didn't stick with you just a little bit? So no, I know what you're talking about. And I may not have been alive while you were having the SpongeBob theme song playing in your brain, but I know a thing or two about that trauma.
I was there on the fucking field. All right.
I know.
I was there.
I know.
Okay.
I want them to see the candification era as something interesting and fun and colorful. I don't need you to bring in the darkness of that time. I don't need you to bring in the Hershey's body wash that smelled nothing like chocolate, but everything like a synthetic just gloop that covered your body and did not leave you clean, but left you sticky.
But I feel like
you went in the shower. You left the shower dirtier than when you got in.
You're tying my hands. Because how am I supposed to talk about the hand sanitizer that smelled so unlike anything you've ever smelled in your life, but was supposedly sugar plum fairy scented, and it would knock you out for miles away without talking about that day when Congress, you know, did the thing?
Viola Davis, my woman king. Yes, I
remember. You remember.
Carl?
Sorry, I went away for a second. I was...
You, where did you go?
Well, I went to... I went back. 2004. I was 7 years old. And I was trick-or-treating with my mama. Going door to door, getting those hard little Tootsie Rolls, looking up at the sky. We still had ice caps then.
Different time. They don't even know what ice caps are.
Right, right. Why would you?
Let's go back in there. And listen, if you want, you can talk about the vials you would get that kind of looked like science test tubes that were just filled with like green liquid that you would drink, and it was just sugar.
Right, right.
That made you feel like a mad scientist. You want to talk about those?
No, no. That reminds me too much of the laboratories.
Do you mean the lab toy sets where you could make your own candies and it was just chemicals and sour paste?
Remember when you could get candy loose still? You could still go into a store and get candy loose. They shouldn't have been doing that.
It's a different time. It's a different time.
People would put their hands in there and grab the candy.
They would grab it.
They weren't supposed to, but they would.
They would. Carl, kids. I know. I know they would.
They're mitts. Grubby, grubby mitts.
Carl, I think maybe you should go home. Take a rest.
I got pretty worked up over this.
Maybe once you started talking about Civil War II, things started to get a little crazy.
Yeah, I could see the connection.
Well, thank you for coming in. If you want to say goodbye to the kids on your way out, you can. I know they appreciated you coming in today.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Hey, kids. Uncle Carl's leaving for the day.
So I got too worked up. You. I'm getting put down. I'm kidding around. Any kids got any questions before Uncle Carl goes to bed?
Mr. Carl?
Yeah, one more.
Is it true what they say?
What?
About the mystery airhead. The one that was the white one?
Oh, my son.
Was it the best flavor?
No. It wasn't any flavor. And yet, it was all the flavors mixed together. It didn't really taste like anything, and yet it hurt your mouth to eat. It was so sour, and yet it wasn't sour at all. Do you know anything of the mystery dum-dum boy?
Oh, yeah, I've been on the quest to find a mystery dum-dum for my whole life.
Because they started out with the mystery dum-dum. It was just the flavors they had extras of and they couldn't shift. It was the unpopular flavors, right? You know, your weird ones, your root beer, your cotton candy, your malt. But then they started to get twisted with it, and they'd mix the candy together. And then the mystery ones became half cotton candy and half root beer. It was vile, but we ate it anyway because of the mystery.
Oh, God, Carl, this reminds me, I know you have to go, but this does remind me of kids. I don't know if you know anything about Harry Potter, but there were these magically flavored...
Oh, Mormon one, cover your ears. I'm kidding, unless that's still a thing, in which
flavored
case,
beans.
Go ahead.
And they came in every flavor. And so in the candification era, this jelly bean company would come out with flavors that tasted like
ass.
Booger. And earwax.
Ass!
Carl.
I'm just saying they were called beater bod, beater doodle. What are they called?
It's time for him to go.
Beater bops.
Oh,
birdie baby
Carl.
Bees.
It's time for Carl to
beater
be put
bops,
down.
Birdie baby bees. And there was an ass flavor. Don't let anyone tell you there wasn't. I remember the ass flavor. It was my favorite.
Do you have time for one more?
I suppose.
Okay. This is one for, again, the Dylan's Candy Bar in New York. In Chelsea.
New York.
It's one star from Kieran G.
From whom?
Kieran G.
Okay. Kieran G. Kieran G. Kieran. Kieran.
Any day, love.
I can't think of any. Kieran God.
Kieran God. Kieran God. One star. I couldn't talk to my kids because the music is too loud. I couldn't figure out what to get them because nothing has a price on it. And most of the candy's generic. What a shit show. Go to the M&M store instead.
No.
Imagine trying to have a serious conversation with your children while, like, I want candy swag. It's the same issue as the fucking one at the airport.
The music.
Hey, kids, before you go off and get the rest of your candy, you know, it's my one day with you, you know, the court-mandated day, you know, you're with your mom all the time, and I know I don't get too much time with you, but, since we're here, I just want to talk to you guys. I'm really just, like, I feel like I don't know you as well as I used to.
Okay.
So... Are you happy? I know that's a big question, but, you know, Peter, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I guess I'm happy.
You happy at school?
Well, most days.
What do you mean, what do you mean most days?
Well, I'm just saying,
candy. God damn it. Sorry. Wait. Peter.
And of course, you've got, you know.
Wait. No. Peter. Back up. There was a girl you said. There's a girl.
Mean to me and
Peter. Shit. Can someone turn the music down?
And then, Peter. Of course, there's. You know,
Peter, wait.
Mr.
Peter,
Johnson,
slow down. Peter, slow down.
I can't catch your break.
Candy. Oh, my God. I'm losing my mind.
He wanted to hit
Peter,
me, but he
please.
Knew he couldn't.
No. Peter, stop. Peter, stop. We need to go over this in depth. Please. So, sir, son, I'll be right back. Going out to the front
drive
desk.
The school bus.
Excuse me. Hey, sir.
Sorry, I can barely hear you.
I know. Can you turn the music down?
We're trying. It's something got stuck.
Can you please try harder? Just turn the whole thing off.
Oh, try harder? Okay, thanks for the tip, asshole.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean... Oh, God damn it. I'm trying to talk to my boy.
Okay, walk outside, you freak.
I can't. He's having too much fun.
Okay.
God damn it.
Can I go back to fixing the music, or do you still need me here?
Yes, okay. Go. Peter, buddy, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What were you saying? There was a girl and you were almost
crashed.
No, Peter,
freaking bus.
Have you still been talking this entire
things
time?
Didn't go well from there. I mean, honest to God. I mean, and I am starting to believe again, I think.
God, shy. God damn it. How is it louder? Excuse me, Peter, I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Please, can you just like turn the whole system off?
Turn the whole system off. Oh, really helpful advice.
Why won't you just do it? It is so loud. I can't even hear myself think.
Okay, guys, everybody. Okay, I know that our whole staff is focused on this problem. Have we tried turning the whole system off? Oh, we have tried that. That was actually the first thing we tried. Okay, cool. Can you just, like, give us some space,
man? I only get one day every other week with my son.
Not
and I am trying
fault.
To have
Not
a nice day out with
sure
him.
Sure, she left for a valid reason, man.
God damn it.
Putting
all right,
up
fine,
with you,
I'll take him outside.
Drive anyone away.
Whatever, fuck you, buddy.
Okay. Oh, okay, big man tells a fucking
Sorry,
cashier
upset.
To fuck off.
I'm
17,
upset.
Asshole.
I'm upset.
Go
okay.
fuck
hey, Peter.
Yourself.
Hey, buddy, can we step outside for a second? Can we go outside?
We're having a lot of fun, but...
Okay,
yeah, let's... Okay,
No. If you're having fun, let's
it
stay
really
in here.
It really is
let's
funny, right?
Here.
I like the atmosphere.
How can I hear you perfectly now when you're not
anyway,
talking about
so that's...
anything? I pick him up. Peter, we're going outside just for like ten
okay.
seconds. Drop him outside. Peter, start from the beginning. Okay, so there's a girl and then the teacher hit you, or what happened?
Oh... I don't want to tell it all over again. I already got it out. Also, I think we left my sister inside.
That's okay. Mom will come get her later.
Huh. That's weird.
Should we do our last segment?
Let's do it.
This
shook me all.
What's been shaking me? Thanks for asking.
Oh, you have one today.
I started rewatching Doctor Who.
Nerd.
From the very beginning, when I was a little boy, a little British boy growing up. And
I was a little British boy growing up.
And I would go back to England on my summer holidays. And 2005, when the reboot first started happening, Christopher Eccleston.
When the Candification era was still going strong.
Exactly. Billy Piper, the Candification era. And my aunt would rent the DVDs from the season of Doctor Who, the very first season of Doctor Who. I was seven from the library in London. And we'd
That's
watch
very
them
sweet.
On her old TV anyway.
That's
I started
sweet.
Rewatching them. And there's this very, very sweet moment in the fourth or fifth episode where Rose.
My other car is a TARDIS.
Where the Rose and the Doctor are sitting there and they're sort of having their classic banter. And she's really reckoning with what it means to like leave her family behind and go and travel with the Doctor. And she sort of playfully slaps him, and he goes, ow! And she goes, you're so gay. And it, when I say to you, that
fucking
it
way,
sent
dude.
Me through the fucking roof to the planet moon and around the fucking universe and back
what
again.
What year was that?
2005. And
no, I mean, like, that was the episode? Like,
yes.
That the episode from... Oh,
set in
my
present
God.
Day, 2005. And she says, you're so gay. In, like, a playful bants way. And
no.
I just think it's so funny because it just... It places it in time so perfectly. And it's just... It sent me through the roof. And it, like... It really brought me back to reality a little bit because I was like, I was really lost in the nostalgia sauce. And I was like, this is perfect. They don't make TV like this anymore, man.
That is so fucking bonkers.
And I was like, in my head, I was like, this was for children. Like, this is a kid's TV.
You're so gay. That is crazy.
And it's like British TV, you know what I mean? You could get away with a little bit more than you can on American TV and stuff. But I was like, the idea that a family TV show that you could still say that in 2005 and it was like absolutely
he's so gay,
absolutely look at him, he's wearing
that
a leather jacket,
crazy.
It was pretty fucking funny.
Damn.
Yeah.
I have two. I have one really quick one and then one that's been really shaking me. One quick one. We haven't talked since the Oscars. And Al Pacino. I know this is old news by the time this comes out. But Al Pacino. Al Pacino reading My Eyes See Oppenheimer is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life. Not only the actual of the My Eyes See Oppenheimer, but it's a couple beats later as the camera cuts away from him into the audience to see the production team of Oppenheimer getting up. You just hear Al Pacino go, "What happened?" And it is the funniest because he's not on screen when he says it, and it's as if the man woke up from a sleep and realized that he was handing out an Oscar. It's the funniest thing I've ever.
That's up there.
I see Oppenheimer.
That's
yes.
up there with Adele Dazeem.
Yes. What happened? What happened? It's amazing. The other thing that's been shaking me, I was driving the other day. I was listening to Beyonce. And then I re-listened to Lemonade for the first time in a while.
Okay.
Shit's a masterpiece. That shit's a masterpiece. She's just, like, what's shaking me is just, I fucking love Beyonce.
Holy hell.
It's just, listening to Lemonade, I'm like, this really is one of the best. It's so good. It's just so good. That's just been shaking me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
do you like the new stuff?
I do. Oh my God, I'm so excited for Cowboy Carter. I'm so excited for, which is act two of Renaissance, if y'all don't know. But I'm very excited. But just Lemonade, go back. Go back and give it a full listen. You have to listen to it in order. And also, it is a visual album, bitch. Go watch those music videos. It's so good. And no one's doing it like her.
Nobody is. I'm glad that in classic review fashion.
I know.
Mine is a homophobic scene from a 20-year-old TV show. And yours is the artist Beyonce.
And what happened?
What happened?
You can find Alf on Instagram at AlfredInIt. You can find the show on Instagram at ReviewReview, Reddit r/ReviewReview, HeadGum, Discord, ReviewReview. And Jeff and I have a Patreon, patreon.com/RileyandJeff.
Oh, my co-host, Riley Anspaugh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can find her on Instagram.com, just the web browser, not the phone app, at Riley Anspaugh, and on Twitter.com, now known as XXXXXXX.com. Raunchy singles in your area, at Riley Coyote. And as we say every single week on the show, we're always saying it. We're never not saying it, actually, is a fun fact. I just realized we forgot to set an intention.
Of course.
Right in that moment, the final wrap up. I forgot. Anyway, as we say every single week on the show,
you're so gay. You're so gay. We'll see you next week. You're so gay.
Time Lord.
That was a HeadGum podcast.